Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The numbers are staggering, Lee. We've been talking about them for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Just running through the headlines here. This is just the Afghans. Over 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds in the U.S. since 2021. That's just the Afghans. A number I've never seen before over the weekend from Trump's appointed, from his head, Joe Kent of the National Counterterrorism Center. Total number of illegal immigrants from hostile Muslim nations that are in the U.S. right now. So this includes the Afghans, but also includes mostly people who came over illegally. 2 million. 2 million. This is who Trump is saying he's going to vet. And we need to do it. Here's what Joe Kent wrote over the weekend on his Twitter feed. Again, he's the head of the National Counterterrorism Center. He writes two things. Number one, the terrorist who was, you know, conducted the attack in D.C. was vetted by the intelligence community. Somebody needs to tell that reporter at the top of the news, needs to explain this to her and speak slowly. Maybe she can consult with Joe Kent. They were vetted, but they were only vetted to serve as soldiers to fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS in Afghanistan. I am reading from his statement. He was not vetted, nor were any of them who were brought here, for his suitability to come to America and live among us as a neighbor. Many of these guys are jihadis. And you know what the zero threes are? I don't know. Everyone's calling them zeros. Well, zeros. Okay, well, what do? They zero people out. They're death squads. That's who they are. John Solomon does a really good job of breaking that down. And a lot of these guys are fighting for one of three reasons. Money. They're hired killers. Number two, they're all jihadis. They're all Sunni Muslims. It's just they have beef with the Taliban for tribal reasons, ethnic reasons, and political division within the country. Chris Van Hollen is out there, Senator Chris Van Hollen, this morning saying, no, we got to keep them all. They're gray just because you're one guy. No, you don't understand. We didn't vet them. The standard normally used for somebody who comes from a nation, Lee, that is hostile, where the government is hostile to this one, so you can't vet them. And by the way, not all of those are Muslim. Some of them are. Most of them are, but not all of them. You can't vet them if we do not have a relationship. It's one of the reasons we can't vet the Haitians. We can't vet the Venezuelans. We can't trust what their governments say. Heck, Haiti doesn't even really have a functioning government. It just has warlords. And the Democrats just want to take these people, figure out who they are once they get here. Well, normally the standard, National Counterterrorism Director Joe Kent, and I know you just play the clips from Fox, Lee. I'm not picking on you.
I know.
I just grit my teeth listening to that kind of ignorance come out of our radio. It's not your fault. You play their news. But, oh, my gosh, catch up, y'all. Go read what Joe Kent's explaining. He knows. He's got the clearances to see this stuff. Normally, you're supposed to use special immigrant visa SIVs. You might see the Associated Press using that word a lot. That is a special, more thorough kind of screening that you have to use because they're coming from a country without a cooperative government. We don't know who they are. So we didn't do that when we took 85,000 Afghans. We did it. Again, the standard used was we're going to give you a gun and some money to go kill the Taliban for us. That was the standard. You could be anybody. And so you've got, and I think it's, there's some of this on our side too, this absolute and ignorance of how stuff works there. I mean, I've been covering these wars. I wrote like half a book before I gave up on it, from Syria to Afghanistan. The CIA specializes in training jihadis to fight as its proxy troops. They're very good at it. They've been doing it for decades. One of their greatest success stories was Osama bin Laden in, ironically, Afghanistan, where they've been doing this for a very long time. They trained him to fight the Russians. He came to kill us. Why? He's a jihadi. They don't care who they're working with. They got a job that they do. But here's what's weird. They loaded 12,000 of these guys, zeros, as they're called, zero threes. Who are they? Death squads. Death squads. These people are so controversial. And I put the Chyron up so that you could actually see this. You can find it on my X feed right now. It's from Fox News from the weekend. The Zeros are, quote, known for their brutality, called death squads. They operated outside the chain of command of U.S. and Afghan forces. Why? Deniability. Because we couldn't really control them. We can't have them operating in our name. We just sent them out as hard hands to kill Taliban, basically, for money. And they're here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's what's in that John Solomon article that's so terrifying. The CIA brought them all, Lee, 10 to 12,000, and their families for a total of 38,000. None of them vetted to the SIV standard. All they were vetted for, is it suitable enough? Can I hand a gun to this guy and some money without him turning and killing me with it? Probably. That was the standard. And they're here. The CIA brought their entire set of Afghan death squad guys, about 12,000, to this country and their families. And they're here. Why they want them here? I don't know. But if you read John Solomon's reporting, and he quotes a lot of New York Times and NBC News to build his story, and I'm going to have it in the podcast today if you want to read it. I've also got it up on my X feed, too, if you want to use that for sourcing. It's very dry because John Solomon is not a bomb thrower. He's a really good reporter. But what he's saying is they were even pushing aside on those Afghan evacuation flights. They were pushing aside Americans. They were pushing aside Afghan army folks that helped us, interpreters, people like that. And then just loading up the planes with these zeros, their death squads, and flying them out, and their families. So again, total of 38,000. It's about 12,000 brutal fighters and killers. So I want you to hear this. I know what I'm saying sounds kind of crazy. This is Fox News reporting it. They actually reported a little bit of this over the weekend.
And Lochinwall's connection here, he was assigned to this O3 unit, recruited and trained by the CIA to fight against the Taliban. This group, also, Rebecca, known for their brutality and called death squads. So you take that last point there that I just said, right, that they're known as these death squads, quite brutal.
So everybody's running around, Lee, thinking, well, you know, there's probably just a few of these guys, and you know, they know some CIA guys. CIA wants to take care of them. Mm-mm. No, they brought them all. Why? Why do they need them here? Now, most people would say, well, they might be killed. No. No. They secured Hamid Karzai Airport in partnership with the Taliban. Go ahead and process that. Whose side are they on? No. Because we put the Taliban in control of Kabul and Karzai Airport. Remember the story, Lee, was, well, you know, it was all chaotic. Joe screwed up. He took along the app. Afghanistan collapsed. And then the Taliban seized everything. And the CIA said we needed to offer them all pathway to citizenship, all 12,000 of them and their families, because in exchange for helping us to fortify, to secure, you know, Hamid Karzai Airport so we could leave. Well, that's a lie. That is a lie, because we would find out months later that Joe Biden sent a general to Qatar to cut a deal with the Taliban for them to take over Kabul in the airport. They didn't even want to do it. We insisted. Kabul didn't fall. Afghanistan didn't fall. And neither did the airport. We put them in charge. Then the CIA said, oh, yeah, we need to send 12,000 death squad members to, I don't know, help us secure the airport so we can get home. We're desperate. No, we're not. We put them there. Remember why we went there, Lee? We spent almost $3 trillion. What do? Hunt Taliban, number one. But the main thing we did, and what so many, the 2,000 casualties we took in Afghanistan, was training the Afghan army. You know, the people who are supposed to take over?
Yeah.
We didn't put them in charge, did we? We put, well, Joe, Democrats. Democrats put the Taliban in charge and then said, we're going to send our death squad friends on over there to, help us escape because it collapsed. Well, it didn't collapse. We didn't need the death squad members. And yet they were shoved onto those planes, in some cases, ahead of Americans, with the CIA reserving probably about 33% of the space on the airlines to shove them and their families out the door. No vetting. Why? Why did they want their death squads here? Death squads so bad that they operated outside the chain of command in Afghanistan. And the only person I can find who's reporting those numbers is John Solomon, and he got them from NBC News. So he's reporting them, and so did NBC News in a separate article. They don't really go into how deathy they are. And Democrats, Lee, Democrats say, it's just that we don't want brown people to come here. If only it were that simple. It's not. These are very dangerous people. They need to be rounded up today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.